Welcome back to episode number 40. This one is entitled, Setting Yourself Up for Sin. As I go into the book of Judges and after Joshua's death, the fleshly nature of the Israelites began revealing itself. The Lord commanded them to drive out all the inhabitants and not to spare or pity them. But why? I will now reference one of my favorite scriptures, Joshua 24:15. Joshua warned the people that the sin that surrounds them is inevitable. And if it seem evil unto you to serve ye the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve. Seeing that they were honoring God with their mouths, Joshua was aware that their hearts were far from God. Joshua commanded them to put away their idols. Accordingly, I am adding some synonyms for disobedience: dereliction, neglect, perversity, sabotage, transgression, and to revolt. Bringing awareness to why partial obedience is not acceptable. When you choose to half-heartedly obey the Lord, you are choosing idolatry, validating that you have spoken in your heart that you love the pleasures of this earth more than Him, electing to obey men. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Israel refused to drive out the inhabitants of the land because they started to lust after their ways. Sinful pleasures and immediate gratification was more enticing than the one who delivered them from bondage. Consequently, the Israelites were willing to trade one yoke for another, being rebellious and stubborn. Furthermore, they even stopped teaching their children about the Lord and all that He had done for them. This is why meditating on His commandments and precepts are so important. The Israelites had a form of godliness, but were denying His deity. Disobedience is to blatantly disregard who God is. It is the precursor to sin. This is profound because I have had apathy towards the Lord many times in my life, so I am definitely not pointing fingers. Albeit, when this defiance continues, it allows evil to enter in, and with envy, a synonym for sin, comes death. Nevertheless, it demonstrates why thou shalt not covet, is one of the original statutes given to them prior to their entry into the promised land. There is a spiritual connection to each of the Ten Commandments. Each one is intersected. It is impossible to break only one. This shows the cancerous nature of sin and how it spirals out of control, leading to loss of life. Thank you for joining us again at Benevolent Woman. Please be blessed in your life according to God's will for your life. Thank you.